Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 151 for July 8th, 2024.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell now tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, I...
Everybody, here we go.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday.
It is Monday, and it is like the Mondayest Monday in a while.
Well, you don't feel good, so that's part of the reason.
I don't. You know what? I'm really tired of not feeling well, but here we are.
We're back.
I got myself up to do the podcast because I could not disappoint. So here I am.
I told you we could wait and do it in the morning.
No, so I can't. I can't do that. So yep. Hi, everyone. I'm here.
Hello, everybody out there in podcast land.
Podcast land.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. No, I didn't know if you were going to lead or how you want to go about.
I can lead.
Would you like to lead the dance today?
So, first off, I just want to say I hope everybody had a great 4th.
Yes,
everybody was safe and had fun and saw fireworks and ate lots of great barbecue type foods and things like that.
Yeah, I love 4th of July weekend.
I know you do. Back in Michigan, you used to have a lot of fun on 4th of July.
I did have a lot of fun 4th of July. So, like, I think we talked about that last week, that's like one holiday that I truly miss. Not being home for.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We usually go home. We just haven't been able to the last, 2 years now? And
well, because for reasons.
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't just because we were skipping out. It was because we just had other...
No, because the last 2 Junes, we saw my family for different reasons. So it's correct. Like, yeah. But anyway... So
that's why we need to go back for the first Lions game.
Oh, my gosh. I so want to go. I mean, football season is coming right up here.
It is so close. I'm like antsy. I was getting dressed today. I'm looking at all my jerseys hanging in the closet. And I'm like, is it too early to start wearing them?
Well, I wore a Lions shirt today before I put my pajamas back on.
You did. But I have, I think, 6 Lions football jerseys and then 1 baseball Lions jersey to wear from. So I have an assortment, so I can go a whole week now.
Oh, boy. It's not just going to be a Sunday thing?
No, it's going to be a Monday. When the games start, I'm wearing Lions jerseys till Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
Every day.
Something to look forward to.
So if we go to church or wedding or anything like that that's fancy, I'm going to be in a jersey.
Be in your Lions outfit. All right. Well, at least you're giving everybody fair warning.
That's a heads up to everybody out there. If you invite me to something, I'm coming in a Lions jersey.
Don't judge.
Don't judge me.
Anyway.
Anyway, so last week, we had quite a bit of stuff, actually, we did. We didn't just sit around the house much last week. We kind of did quite a bit. So Tuesday, we recorded the live podcast show, of course.
We did.
And then on Wednesday, we decided we wanted to go over to Epcot for the fireworks because there was supposed to be some special ending, July 3rd.
Are you going to talk about the media event from Tuesday later? Is that what you're going to do?
We had a media event on Tuesday?
I think it was Tuesday, or was it Monday?
What? Oh, that was on Monday.
Oh, okay. So we'll talk about that.
We talked about that last week.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Well, shoot. Okay, ignore me. Sorry, I don't feel well today.
Yeah, we talked about that last Monday because we did that during the day. We came home and recorded. And then.
Okay, ignore me. I couldn't remember if we talked about the Penguin Coaster. Anyway, proceed.
Okay. So anyway, back to Wednesday the 3rd.
Sorry. Totally my fault. I'm sorry.
No, like I said, we went over to Epcot. And just Michelle and I went. The boys kind of really didn't want to go. They were worried about the park being crazy busy as it usually is.
And Andrew was tired and hot after work. So
as we're pulling through and we go through the parking toll booth area and we get through there, we notice something really peculiar about July 3rd at Epcot. There was nobody there.
It was a ghost town. Like, and I put stuff in our Instagram stories if you watched it last week. But it was reminding me of when the parks reopened after COVID.
It really did. So when you're pulling into Epcot's lot, you have the 2 big lots on the left and the right, and they were completely empty. There was not 1 car in either of those lots. They took us all the way up to the front lot.
Yeah, we were like right behind the handicap parking.
Next row over.
Yeah.
The handicap was the row in front of us, and we parked in the one right behind it. And there wasn't a big crowd to go into the park. It was just, it was eerie.
It was super weird. I mean, how many times that night did I say, I can't believe this, or where is everybody, or what is going on?
Yeah, it just made no sense. And this was about 5:30.
Yeah, so you would figure people, usually like park goers that go at nighttime, which I prefer. Right. And especially because, so sidebar. Last week. I recorded my segment for Fox 35, mm-hmm. and I spoke about fireworks and offerings.
Right, correct.
Going on in the area.
Yes.
And when I took that information when I wrote my notes, I took it right from Disney, right. So it makes sure I'm accurate, right?
Exactly.
And same thing at Universal.
Exactly.
So when I did that segment, which did very well, by the way,
mm-hmm.
They said that Epcot, for the 3rd and the 4th, was going to have a special finale on Luminous.
Correct.
For the 4th of July.
Correct.
And Magic Kingdom, same for 3rd and 4th. The other parks didn't have a 3rd and 4th type of thing.
Yeah, they don't really.
On.
Yeah, Studios and Animal Kingdom really don't do anything.
No, and even Universal was just doing it on the 4th, but Disney, right. You know, does both.
Right.
So we went over there and we waited, and there was no 4th of July ending. And they started the fireworks early. And then we found out while we were standing there talking to someone else that they changed the park hours for Magic Kingdom as well. It was supposed to go
till 1 a.m.
Yeah, both the 3rd and 4th were supposed to be very late nights, and they changed them to close at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
So somewhere along the way, from the time I took that information to the actual day of, something changed, because then I started, we were standing there. I'm like, oh my gosh, did I report this wrong?
No, it was right. It was just they changed it all. And I'm guessing it's because of attendance being down so much, which is weird because it's like you still have people here and you still have people who planned it based on what your schedule was. So why not just keep the schedule? So as I said, we got there, it was dead. We walked around. We went and got something to eat in Japan's Pavilion.
Which, if anybody who is a fan of the Japan Pavilion, which a lot of you are, the line is always out the door and down the stairs.
At the walk-up.
At the walk-up.
Yes. So usually, usually you have to wait to even get in there.
Oh, yeah. You can't even get in the door.
No. I mean, not only did we get in the door, got our food, but we actually got to sit inside in the air conditioning to eat.
Yeah. And there were some empty tables when we were sitting there eating. And I just kept saying, what is going on? I wish I had a dollar for every time I said that to you.
I know. I'd be rich.
I know. It was just very surreal. What the heck is happening here?
So while we're sitting there, I had this idea. I'm like, I'm gonna check Guardians.
No, it's 7 o'clock, mind you.
Yeah, it's between 6:30 and 7. So I checked my phone, and there was still virtual queue available for Guardians. So of course, I hit the button, add to reserve, or give us a virtual queue, and we were only 40 away from when we would have got to ride Guardians. So we actually got on the Guardians right around 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And fireworks were still gonna be at 9. So we actually got to. We got to into the park, ate dinner, rode Guardians, and then got ready for the fireworks. And there was still not a big crowd anywhere.
No, and this was all last minute type of stuff. Mm-hmm. When we went into the park, we knew we wanted to see the fireworks, but we didn't have any other agenda.
Right.
And it just worked out that nothing was busy. And even when we walked over to Guardians, we got over there about 7:30 or so, and there was still virtual queue available on the sign.
Yes, it said that, yeah. And I checked the app, and it was still there. We already had one. We couldn't take another one, but yeah, it was still there.
Right, which is insane to me. So anybody who is familiar with the parks these days know that virtual queue goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, on normal days, it is not open at 7 o'clock at night.
And I would have never thought on July 3rd at Epcot we would have been able to get it. Being in there at 1 o'clock, okay, we probably could have been able to get it. But to be there at 6:30, 7 o'clock when I got it, it's like, what the world is going on? So no idea why it was down. Don't know if it was ticket pricey. Don't know if it was people just weren't traveling this year.
There was nobody there.
I'm not sure what happened. But as Michelle said, so we did, we set up, because I wanted to record the fireworks. So we recorded them from there because I wanted to record this special ending. Which never happened. So.
It did not happen. And they started Luminous 5 minutes early. So yes. Everything was off. It was like bizarro world. What is going on here?
I know. I'm glad I had my cameras all set up because they came out and said, in just 15 minutes, Luminous, Symphony of Us will start. And then like 5 minutes there, so I'm doing double check on my cameras, make sure everything's set. And then all of a sudden they just started.
It just started.
And I was like, okay. And then they started the hello from all the, or welcome from all the different countries.
You're right. And I was like, what in the world? I'm like, everything just, it was the most bizarre off day.
Mm-hmm.
That I, and especially for a long holiday weekend like that.
Right.
Usually it's crawling, excuse me, with people. And it was like, I even thought to myself for a minute, like, do people know something we don't? Was there like a safety warning here or something?
So we rode Guardians. It was after 8 o'clock. By the time we got off Guardians, walked over there, it was almost 8:30. And we got to the, between the two stores at the front of World Showcase. And we had a great spot. We got right up on the fence. We, there was nobody really in front
of us. Yeah, at 8:30.
At 8:30.
So there's, that's ridiculous.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that today.
No.
But we were able to do that on July 3rd. So we got there, and then they started 5 minutes early. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, because they added this little ending. They're starting a few minutes early to still have the same time slot to get it done.
Right.
In the end.
No.
No, there was nothing special.
Total dead. It was the same old, same old.
Same old, same old. So I might eventually post the videos because they're good, but it's like I was doing it mostly to get that special ending that we didn't get to.
Right. And then when we left, Spaceship Earth was, okay, so they did keep one promise for for the holiday.
Yes.
Spaceship Earth was all decked out in red, white, and blue, but there was no show. There was no music. It was like, ta-da, here it is.
Here it is.
And
happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Now, I don't know. I know people that did go to on the 4th over to Epcot. I have not seen any video of anything.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen any, and I didn't even think to ask anybody.
I don't understand what happened.
Right. Yeah. It made no sense. And now I'm curious if they did show the special ending, because if they didn't do it at all, then it's like, okay, why'd you even say anything about it? If you
why change the times, and why go against everything that you just said the week before?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no notice, by the way.
And they didn't even announce that they changed the times. It was just, they just changed it out on the app. They just, here you go. If you were planning to stay to 1, because some people may have gone to the park later that day, assuming I'm going to be there till 1, so I'm not going to get there till 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening because I'm going to be there till after 1 o'clock. And no, you were out of there at 11. So it's just kind of weird that we did it.
So that was our July 3rd. Which
that was July 3rd.
It was cool we got to go on Guardians. It was cool we got to eat with no wait.
Yes.
I
love that salad. I don't know. I like that dressing. It's on that salad.
Oh, the Asian chicken salad, whatever.
Yeah, that's good.
I just got broccoli and rice. If you like rice like I do, and if you're a boring person and like plain rice, the Walk Up at Japan has got the best rice.
It's only $3 for a side of rice and $3 for a side of broccoli.
Right. So I got broccoli and rice with their teriyaki sauce on the side, and it was only $6 because I didn't have any meat with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was full.
Yeah, because the rice fills you up, man. But it's a lot. It wasn't just like one little scoop. It was a half a plate full of rice, half a plate of broccoli.
So I made my own little stir fry. I asked for a separate plate. I would dump the broccoli and the rice together, put on some teriyaki, and
boom, ba, boom.
It was good.
It was. It looked good, actually. My salad was good, too. So on the 4th, so the initial plan always was for us to go to Magic Kingdom on the 4th of July because the 360 fireworks, the party that was supposed to go to 1 in the morning, all this stuff. And we didn't go until later in the day. We let Andrew choose because Andrew hasn't rode Tiana's and he hadn't rode Tron. So we let Andrew decide, do you want to go there and be in the park by 1 o'clock so we can try to get a virtual queue or not? And he's like, nah, I'm okay. Either way, we do it. He did end up getting a ride Tron, but we didn't have a virtual queue for it. We had Greg and Holly. Let
the boys ride.
Yeah, they helped them out with their passes.
Which
so
they loved it, by the way.
They did. They both loved the ride.
But yeah, we let them decide, do we go early? And now, mind you, keep it, you know, to the forefront that it has been hotter than hell here.
It's been really hot. And there was rain in the forecast here and there,
and
but it kept changing all day.
Every time you look at your weather app here, it's different. Like 4th of July, for example, like we left. I looked at my weather app now we're in Winter Garden, but I put on Lake Buena Vista.
Right.
Now, mind you can see Disney from our street.
You can, but the way the weather works here, literally
it's two weird.
Blocks over can be a different rain than it is where you're at.
Right. So I actually put in Lake Buena Vista and no rain possible chance like at 6. So we got to the park just before 5, wasn't it?
Yep.
And it started pouring at the TTC and we had to wait undercover there just to get over to Magic Kingdom because it started pouring down rain.
But luckily, once it did that, it really never rained hard again the rest of the night.
No, it was just that little bit of sprinkle, that annoying rain, just enough to irritate you. But you know, we finally got over there. And when we first got there, it wasn't crowded at all. When it got closer to fireworks time, then the crowd started.
Yes. And so we got there. Andrew hadn't even seen the Tiana area. So we walked back through Frontierland so we could see the ride and the build and all that. We walked through the store.
We did. We were trying to see if we could get some beignets, but the line was like twisted around. It was such a long line for beignets, and the kids didn't want to wait, so we didn't wait.
So we did end up eating. We just went to Cosmic Rays and ate over there.
Which they also chose.
There was three DJs playing, three different areas of DJs playing in the park. So yes. There was one in Frontierland over by where the Country Bear Jamboree is. There's the one in the Tomorrowland stage area. And then DJ Elliot, our friend, was on the main stage in front of the castle.
Yes.
Which was so funny. And I said this to Michelle. I said, so the DJ who was in Tomorrowland DJed the House of Mouse Expo's party for year two.
The Hocus Pocus Salem Town Hall Ball. That was a blast. Yeah. She was our DJ.
And Elliot was our DJ for year one of the... So two of our DJs from the House of Mouse Expo were DJing at the Magic Kingdom on 4th of July, which I just thought that was kind of cool.
I thought it was really cool, too. It kind of made me feel a little validated.
Yeah, exactly. Disney uses them, and we use them for...
Right. Cool. And it's just cool. Just a little accomplishment there. But, you know, we always... support, and Scott was actually texting with Elliot, and Elliot asked him to stay for part of the end of the fireworks show because he was going to be doing some old school music.
And he did, so I can tell it now. So we were standing there, we're waiting for the boys and Michelle and everybody else was over by Tron, so I went to get in front of the stage waiting for it all to start, and he played music from Spectro's Parade, and then he played Wish's music, which was just really cool. And he's got the actual music files that Disney used for those two different shows. So his is very clear, but then he put a little beat behind and stuff like that. It was just really cool to hear those songs.
It was. And then we were sending, Scott was sending Elliot video. And Elliot had asked for us to stay and watch that. Mm-hmm. And so we did. Yeah. And then you sent Elliot all our coverage and he shared ours. So it's really cool to be able to, you know, help out like that. And plus, I love those kind of dance parties. Yeah. I just like the music.
Yeah. And you only get it 4th of July and New Year's Eve, right? That's the only time we really
get it. I believe so, because up at the castle, like, it's just, if you've never seen the castle, like, DJ dance parties, like, you have to, because, like, the whole front of Cinderella Castle is, like... very alive. Now, mind you, it's not like really going to the club because it is Disney.
No, it is still Disney.
There's nobody, you know, that's totally whooping it up like I would, but...
But it's something to be said about, because they're not just playing Disney music.
No.
He's playing all kinds of music. I mean, when we walked up, he was playing Chris Brown, the song you really like by Chris Brown.
Oh, my God, yes. So if somebody is, like, actually... It's almost like he tapped into my playlist on my phone.
It kind of did.
Yeah, so he was playing this Chris Brown song that it's a remix song with David Guetta that I love so much, and he was playing it, and I was like, holy cannoli.
Yeah, and then he played a bunch of other great songs throughout the night, and of course he slipped in some Disney stuff here and there, but it wasn't just all Disney. And then 10:30 hit, and then he switched over to play some of the songs of yesteryear from Disney, but he turned them into a beat. And he made him fun. That was
super fun. But anyway, you want to go? Let's rewind. Let's go back to. Okay, we had dinner at Ray's.
Yes.
And then.
Went to Tron. No.
No, we went to. We decided to watch fireworks because there were the 360s. We watched them behind the castle.
Yes.
Closer to Gaston's Tavern, like back
there,
because there wasn't as many people. Like the main part in front of the castle was jam packed, but with the 360 fireworks, you can see them from basically everywhere.
Yes. So we ended up standing on the bridge area between the carousel and Gaston's Tavern. We stayed on that little bridge area between.
Because I moved because I wanted to see the castle.
Yeah, so you had Seven Dwarfs on one side, and we had the entrance into Beauty and the Beast restaurant right there.
Yeah, and I Scott recorded it, and then I did a live feed on the Main Street Mouse to share with people, which went over pretty well. And it was weird because I was getting a little woozy because with the 360 fireworks, yes. I'm looking at the castle and then I hear them behind me. So then I take the camera and I go behind me and they're back there too. It was really interesting.
Yeah, the 360 fireworks are a very hard one to record and
They're everywhere.
Yeah, you just got to do little segments. You can't just sit there and record the whole thing because you're going to miss the 360 by just recording.
Or if you're like me and you go live, then you just...
turn around.
You just make the best of what you got to work with, I guess.
Spin, turn around.
Yeah, I was like, okay, wait a minute. And nobody yelled at me on the live feed saying that I was making them nauseous or anything.
And then every few minutes you would hear people coming down off of Seven Dwarfs screaming.
You hear the fireworks and you hear the music and you hear, ah, because people, it's right out the side of the dwarfs.
Mm-hmm, right outside. So we were right there. But the fireworks are great. The whole 4th of July fireworks they do are really good. And the patriotic music and stuff they play in the backdrop. And it's just really good. I enjoyed it.
They always do a good show. And, you know, it is a hassle after the fact. But it's fun to be in the Magic Kingdom for 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Disney fans always make that joke, too, on 4th of July. Like, everybody's got their own little city fireworks, and it's like...
Nobody's impressed.
If you're a Disney fan and you see Disney's fireworks, they're nice. Good job with the sparklers.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for you. I mean, we used to see... City of Detroit used to do their big fireworks every year.
That was a big deal.
And now I look at that, and I'm going, wow, it's kind of crappy.
But the ones that they do downtown Detroit where you can see them from the whole riverfront, those are pretty impressive from what I recall. And actually, they've gotten better.
Oh, they got to compete, Disney.
I mean, you know, Detroit doesn't have a whole lot. So we're going to do them fireworks. But that was always a big thing. So when we can't be home, then going to Magic Kingdom is always fun. But it was supposed to be a longer party.
Detroit has a lot more now that the Lions are winning.
Okay, I didn't mean to offend. I know.
You got the Lions, M&M, and Coney Dogs. What more do you need?
Saunders hot fudge too.
Okay, yeah, that too.
All right, but anyway,
Better Made chips
and Faygo pop.
Anyway, so that was it. Then the most interesting thing happened. So we ended up taking the ferry boat back.
The most interesting thing.
This was crazy. So we did leave the park just right before 11. It wasn't quite 11 yet as we were walking out, but it was really close. It was a madhouse stampede of people,
which I hate and my kids hate, and Aiden complained the whole time. But anyway, go ahead.
So we waited in line for the monorail for a little bit. We're like, you know what? This is even moving. Let's just go jump on the ferry boat. So we went and jumped on the ferry boat. We got on it fairly quickly. We're on the ferry boat. We got to the very front of it. We were like the first ones on to the boat we were at. We're all the way up to the front. And Aiden decides to sit on the floor. Greg decides to sit on the floor. We're going, and the driver's going kind of slow, but then a little bit. I mean, it was just weird. It just didn't feel right, the ferry boat.
It didn't. It felt a little wonky.
All of a sudden, water starts pouring in through the front of the boat.
Oh, yes.
I don't mean just a little pour.
Like big wave of water came over the front of the ferry boat. I grabbed Aiden, like my mom instinct, like snapped into effect, and I grabbed him. I picked him up right away. So only like part of his shorts got it. But Greg, on the other hand, he didn't get up in time. He had that swamp water all over his shorts and his shirt. It was terrible.
So what I believe happened is because we were passing another ferry boat that was going back, and that one was empty, and it was probably going a little bit fast because they had a lot of people to get. And I think our boat was maybe facing that boat a little bit too close. So when that one passed, the waves just came right over the front of the boat.
In all our years going to Disney, we've never had a flood on the ferry.
No, and then, so after that, you could tell they realized they were doing something. So then all of a sudden our boat started going right at the Poly bungalows.
Right. I'm like, what is going on?
Right at it. And I'm like, are we going to start? I'm starting to feel probably how they felt on the Titanic looking at that iceberg. Because I'm sitting there watching and I'm just seeing the bungalows getting closer. I'm like, are we going to start turning or are we going to take out that whole pier of bungalows? Because we're not moving away from them. And then all of a sudden slowly it starts moving. And it was really slow, but it was kind of weird.
It's like, what the heck is happening? Because then Aiden was like, Mom, are we going to sink?
I wasn't worried about sinking because that water's not that deep.
But it's nasty.
And there's probably a lot of stuff in that water to deal with. But the fact that I've seen the bungalows getting closer and I'm like, we're not turning because it takes a lot. You can't just turn that thing on a dime. You got to slowly get it to turn. But it seemed like it was a little too close.
You know, Celine Dion started playing in the background.
I know.
It was just very, very, like, very stressful.
It was very stressful, but we did finally get back on land. I think we all kissed the ground and ran to the cars and got out of there.
Well, here's the thing. So you guys have been listening to me for long enough to know I'm a huge germaphobe. So after the initial thing wore off, I get my kid off the ground. Everybody's up. Our feet are all soaked. And the first thing, I look at my feet and I went, ew. Like nasty swamp water.
And
I had sandals on, which is better than wet socks. But I told the boys when they got home, if their feet were wet, put everything by, you know, by the front door. And I still have not wore those swamp shoes.
No, I had leather shoes on, so no water got to my socks. So
well, lucky you. I need some major Lysol clean those things.
I hope by now you have. It's been almost a week.
I haven't touched the shoes. My shoes are tainted with swamp water.
Tainted?
They are, and those are expensive shoes that I've had for a couple of years.
You need to disinfect.
I do need to disinfect because that water is disgusting. I just had like those moments, and then Aiden is a germaphobe like me too. He's like, "Mom," you know.
I know they're all worried about their shoes being ruined.
Oh, I know. Everybody had a fit, and then there's Greg whose whole outfit was soaked.
I just shook my head because I just couldn't believe what we were dealing with.
And it was funny, no, because Holly told him before he sat down, you know, you don't want to sit down.
But that was because it's hard to get up.
No, I got that. But obviously it was hard for him to get up out of that water.
It was harder for him to get up out of the water.
I've never seen that happen. So, yeah, I the only thing I wish that I would have had my phone out, because that would have been like YouTube gold.
Oh, that's YouTube gold. We could have made so much money off of that video. But all in all, 4th of July was a good night. The 3rd and 4th were actually both really good, so I was really happy we got to do all that.
Yeah.
So then on the 5th, our friends, Ronnie and Mel, had a barbecue over at their house, so we went out there for the evening and mm-hmm. had fun, and they lit some little fireworks and stuff, and we just had fun just talking and sitting around and eating and drinking. And
yeah, it was funny because it made me think about, so 4th of July 4 years ago, during the shutdowns, there was no fireworks really anywhere.
Right.
And we had a barbecue at our house with some of our friends who we knew were not sick.
Oh, yeah. So, like, Corey and the Creesha were in town, so they came over with the kids.
And Mel and Ronnie and Chuck and Karen. And we had our own fireworks display. So, Ronnie was out in the street in front of our house lighting fireworks, and Scott was playing like the theme to Wishes and Happily Ever After. So we walked up the street and we just had like sparklers and little, you know, the little fountains or
this
whatever.
Year.
Yeah, this year. We had the bigger ones last time. But so 4 years later, we were doing the same thing, and I was taking pictures. Ronnie's lighting off fireworks and Scott starts playing Happily Ever After. You make your own Disney, I guess, right?
It was funny. I was cracking up about it, so it was funny. But we had a good time. It was fun to go out there, so I thank him for inviting us over and having fun.
Yes.
It was great. And then Saturday, we really didn't do much of anything because we had run for 3 straight days. So Saturday, we kind of just took it easy. But
Saturday was a waste.
Saturday was a waste. But then yesterday, Sunday, the boys both had plans. Aiden was hanging out with a friend. Andrew was hanging out with another friend. So we decided to go over and see the Epic Universe Preview Center over at
City Walk. We weren't sure what to expect. Display is huge.
It's humongous, and it has augmented reality. So when you get there, there's an app you can download. And then if you open the app and point at the model, you'll see like people walking around. You'll mm-hmm. see some of the stuff moving. Over the Harry Potter area, they had a lot of things flying in the air and stuff. So it was really kind of cool the way they did all that.
Yeah, and then they showed how they have this big hotel at the mm-hmm. you know, right inside the park area.
Yes.
So, you know, you read about things, and we've been keeping up with Epic Universe this whole time because they've been sending us stuff.
Right.
Universal has. So we appreciate that Universal has been nice to us. So
mm-hmm. Definitely.
Very. But to see the scale of how much is going to be in this theme park
mm-hmm.
was a bit overwhelming. It is going to be, I can't even think of the word. Look, awesome isn't a good enough word.
Awesome. It's going to be epic.
It's going to be epic.
Let's just say it. I did put up a video on our YouTube channel. It's about 4 minutes long, and it's just of the preview center. So I did, because they're selling stuff in the preview center, the different lands. So they had stuff.
Yeah, so you can buy, like, they had Dark Universe shirts. Yeah. They had
Mario World or Nintendo.
Yeah, and then the something
Harry
of magic.
Potter. Yeah, is it
Mystery of Magic?
Is that what it is?
I think so. But it shows.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes. So they have these big buildings and a display. So, but it doesn't really tell you what's in those buildings. So
no.
We can only assume that they are going to be rides in
yes.
there, like big rides. Because kind of like how they have, Escape from Gringotts.
Right.
Or Forbidden Journey. Like those are all in buildings
right.
type of things. So I'm assuming that that's what they're going to do as well.
And I'm assuming they're going to have to be on the same scale as like the two they already have, the two major.
Right? I can't wait. So here's the thing. I know this isn't on our agenda, but so the other day, I guess travel agents were given like a rough thing.
Yes.
Now, they were not supposed to share because this was not definite, and people started going nuts about pricing
right.
over at Epic Universe.
Right.
Because I know better, being in the theme park industry, I didn't really research it because of the fact that's just a possible scale of what it could be, but it's nothing set in stone.
Right.
But people were saying, from the looks of it, it's going to be very expensive.
Right.
So I guess we'll see. There's nothing that has come out definite from Universal. There's been a leak here and there with travel agencies, but not. We don't know anything, but yeah. Not our travel agent, by the way.
And sometimes I think those leaks, when they come out, it's also Universal seeing who's going to share it.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it's not true at all. I know Disney did that one time. Disney dropped mm-hmm. some news to see
what would happen with it.
And people shared it, and those people were no longer getting that information the way they were before.
No, they
weren't.
Because
Disney was trying to see who the culprits were that would share the information, who wouldn't. So part of me wonders if that's what you... I mean, I have heard Epic's going to be expensive. But
the
if
prices are going to be epic, too.
They are. But if you go to Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure for one day, a one-day ticket to those two parks... with the to go back and forth is really expensive. It's like $180 for the day.
But look how much already. Disney is for like a day at Magic Kingdom.
Yes, one park is about the same price as both days at, or both parks at Universal for one day. So
it'll be interesting to see what happens.
It will be.
And I really feel okay. Here's the thing. Follow me for a sec. So Disney has gotten very expensive.
Yes.
And we were wondering if that is part of the reason why the attendance has been down.
Mm-hmm.
Because Disney will inflate their prices for everything during a holiday week.
Yes.
And 4th of July would constitute for that.
Right.
But people, there are enough people that still pay the outrageous prices.
Sure is.
So, in my humble opinion, people...
Not enough to keep it open at 1 a.m., though.
Oh, no, they had to close everything early and,
right.
you know, forget that crap over at Epcot. But I think that people will pay to whatever it costs to get into Epic because it's going to be something that's so fantastic. And
I agree.
So, yeah, people can crap about it now. But once more information comes out and, you know that Universal is going to start sharing, like once everything is operational, you know, you're going to see ride videos, you're going to see the restaurants, you're going to see the shows, you're going to see all those things. And it's going to get people excited to go.
I have to say I'm most excited about Dark Universe.
Me too.
And it's the one it's the most recent announced
yep.
as far as details. And so the least amount is out about it. But it just, I don't know, the Universal Monsters are absolutely my favorite character franchise. So to be able to go into that land and Frankenstein's attraction, and there's going to be a Wolfman attraction.
And there's going
to
be a restaurant with a big windmill yes. with the things on fire.
It's going to be crazy to see it.
I can't wait. That's the one I'm looking forward to yes. the most. And here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that maybe... This is something that'll keep HHN fans happy throughout the year because if they want their little scare from Universal, not that it's going to be there's going to be scare actors jumping out at you or anything,
right.
but it's kind of like along the same thing like the Monster Cafe used to be and now it's Minions.
Right. Well, when we were in Hollywood a couple years ago at Universal, we were there in the middle of the summer, but Frankenstein and Dracula were walking around doing photo ops and
yes,
such.
They were. So I'm wondering if it's going to be the same thing over at Epic.
I would guess so. I would guess they'll be doing it over there to where you can run into these characters. And not, like you said, they're not doing the jump outs to scare you, but you can see these classic Universal Monsters. And that's great because they own all those IPs. So they can put any of those characters out there every day of the week.
Well, sure. I mean,
to.
Look at you. We saw Beetlejuice walking around yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, you see, you know, these different characters walking around. So it would only make sense that they
mm-hmm.
do the same thing at Epic. I'm really looking forward to more information coming out. It's still, you know, a year away. But if it's still a year away and all this fun stuff has come out already,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just a sample of what we're going to get.
And they're already testing their rides over at Universal. So a lot of them are being tested already, and they want to test them as much as they possibly can before they start letting anybody come in there on, like, an issue.
Tiana's.
they want to just make sure they work out all the bugs and all the glitches and make sure things are running well over there. I have to admit, I'm not really that excited about How to Train Your Dragon or Mario, that area.
See, no, I wasn't until I saw them on the model. So
yeah,
the,
I still wasn't.
The dragon area has a lot of like thrill rides.
Yeah.
Which I don't care about the movie. I just
That's
think the coasters would be fun. And in Mario, them having like that Donkey Kong coaster.
Yeah.
Like that's our childhood. I'd be curious to see that. But yeah, I think it's I don't know. I'm excited to see all of it, but, you know, I'm not a patient person, so I just have to cool my heels until...
Well, once we get there, if you're ever looking for me, I'll be in Epic. Or I'll be in a dark universe, so you can always find me in those lands walking around there. Yeah. I'll probably give up my Disney pass and just buy Universal to go to the dark universe all the time. Because
Scott's going to be hanging out with Frankenstein all the time.
That's what I would rather be doing. So while we were also there, we walked through DreamWorks Land, which is in the Universal Studios Park, and we checked that out, and it's a kid's area.
I was disappointed, truth be told, because it is just a kid's spot.
Small rides, water area, water splash pads.
A lot of splash pads, yeah. Like a little, I mean, I don't really have a need to go back there again.
No, neither do I. It's right by E.T., and that's about the only...
Yeah, I mean, or if you want to go back there, I hear that there's a show back there that's good, but...
Kung Fu Panda, there was a show.
Yeah, we didn't wait for it, though. We just went back to see... because we were just taking a quick trip over to see what was going on. And then they started a new parade, which we didn't stay for because it was really hot.
It was hot.
And there were signs up that said that it's in its testing phase still, right. And maybe not everything of the floats is working.
Yeah, so we were like, well, we'll wait till it's ready to go live and do it then. We did, however, go through the tribute store, which was announced a while back, and we hadn't done it. And the tribute store featured E.T., Back to the Future, Shrek, Ghostbusters, and Jaws.
Yeah, we're late to the party on that one. That one's been out for a while.
That store
was
really
so cool.
When
you walk in, it's like you're in an old video store, like a... and not like Blockbuster, like a family owned. I remember like on the weekends going to it was called Park Video at the time in Allen Park. And my dad and I, that was our Friday ritual. Yeah. You know, we get McDonald's, we go to Park Video, we rent scary movies, whatever. That was our thing.
Right.
So it was when you walked in there, it was like a blast from the past. Like
it was.
Like tons of nostalgia. And then so again, sidebar. It made me feel a little sad to see all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I have reason. Because, like, life goes by so fast, and those memories don't seem like that long ago, but when you think about it, they really are.
Yeah.
And you can't ever go back. It's like,
no.
You know how... There's sometimes like you think about things from your childhood or from years ago. Like I wish I could go back to that time even for a minute.
Right.
And I miss those times. Now, you know, the world is such a mess and everybody's on their phones all the time.
But
kids are on tablets.
There used to be a video store in every corner in every city. There was like the mom and pop.
There was no shortage.
Then Blockbuster and everything else came up. But there was always video stores.
Yes,
all over.
It was the thing to do.
It was. And now those don't exist anymore.
No, because of streaming.
And it's sad because all those people lost their businesses or their income with that. And it's kind of sad to think about.
Times change.
Times do change. But
yes, that's what makes me sad.
Yeah. So the first part was a video store. The second part was like an arcade type area. And then that took you into a movie theater area.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. And then the last room, of course, had the five main IPs around the room, which was really
Ghostbusters,
cool. Yeah,
too.
Ghostbusters and Jaws and E.T. and Back to the Future. And then they had some merchandise for each one of those in that area that you could see and check out. So it was really kind of cool.
And that store is not in the same spot where like the tribute stores for like HHN are.
No, this one's on the main strip right by the Bourne attraction.
Yeah, down there. So it made me wonder because the last two themed tribute stores were in that location.
Right.
But I'm wondering if, like, for Halloween Horror Nights, if they're going to use the big location for that.
I think it'll go back to that one. They're probably getting it ready for HHN.
I hope so. We were talking about that yesterday when we were walking around, how pretty soon you're going to start seeing, like, props and stuff go up over at Universal for HHN.
Yeah, there'll be leaks when people see them. They'll start posting pictures of props. Yeah.
See, now Disney doesn't really do that. We get the pumpkins, like the week of the Halloween party.
Right. It's an overnight flip for Disney, though, but Universal starts to tease it out a little bit. They build their stages, and they start putting up their bar.
It's
going to
be so cool.
Like so, can't wait. So that begins August 30th with HHN, so we will definitely, hopefully we'll be there opening night.
I hope so. And yeah, I can't believe now that 4th of July is over, everything has geared to Halloween.
Yep, let's do it. Get there. So that was our last week. We haven't gotten into news and stuff yet. But
oh,
that
crap.
Was
okay,
last
sorry.
Week we did. So we'll start off here with Disney news over the last week. So one of the first things that came out last week was the custom character headbands at Disney Springs, and that's at the Ever After store.
Yeah, so Ever After was the big purse and jewelry store. And they closed it and reopened it. And now it's a lot of plush, and it's a lot of like, they still have backpacks and stuff, but they have like a spot where you can make your own mouse ears. But don't get too excited. I mean, because they are actually, you make them with like stuffed animals on your head. It's not.
They're
kind of like the little, like the characters.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like you can get like sparkly mouse ears. You're putting characters on your head.
Oh, okay.
But see, but if you have a specific character that you really like, then I guess that would work for you.
Yeah, it would work if you like that kind of stuff.
But yeah, I'm just kind of over. I have so many ears, I can't buy anymore.
I know you.
However.
No, you're not getting them.
There's one that I will buy once it's available. I don't care. Rapunzel ears. All right, anyway.
Okay, so Rapunzel ears eventually. Next thing was updates that are coming to the Disney Cruise Line's Disney Dream Ship.
I know we put that out.
We did put that out, so I'm looking at it right now. The one thing they did talk about on there is that the they're revamping a lot of the youth spaces and stuff like that. So Marvel's getting more of a revamp on that ship.
Yes.
For the kids. The funnel suite, which the pictures look amazing. It looks like a penthouse somewhere.
Oh, you mean
like
that suite we'll never be able to afford?
That one we'll never afford to be into. So it's really kind of cool. And then they've got a lot of different spaces for different events and such on the cruise. So we did put that out last week. So if you guys want to go check that out, you can. It's on the website. Out there. The next thing that came out was came out today, I believe, was the Who's Who of the Country Bear Jamboree, because they've done some updates and such.
They have.
So a lot of the characters, though, we already know most of these characters on there who are running it. The only one I'm so mad about still is Liver Lips is no longer known as Liver Lips. He is known as Romeo McGraw. He used to be Liver Lips McGraw.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is Liver Lips, it's an old insult from like 100 years ago.
It is.
Like, who cares? Is that offensive now?
I don't know, but they changed his name. But what was funny is they changed his name a while ago, but if you go on the Disney app and you look for character, he was still listed as Liver Lips McGraw on there. So now, I guess because they've officially put out the blog of that, his name is Romeo McGraw.
I'm not going to call him Romeo.
He's Liver Lips. That's all I'm calling him.
I protest.
But you have all the other, you have, let's see here if I can go through these really somewhat quick for us. So we have Ursus H. Bear, which is kind of, one of the main ones. Henry, you have the Five Bear Rugs, which is the band. you have Trixie, of course. She's back, and their costume now looks even scarier than the previous Trixie costume. You can never forget Bunny, Bubbles, and Beulah.
Oh, Beulah, yeah.
I think Beulah is going to become the number one name for girls for 2024.
As it should.
It should, definitely. You have Teddy Bear, which will be the one hanging from the swing above. You're going to have Wendell, which we've all known Wendell for years. Ernest the Dude, which I didn't know.
Ernest the Dude?
Ernest the Dude is his name.
Really?
Yep.
Did we have to put the dude on
there? I guess we did. Right. Shaker, they told you his real name is Terrence, but it's still known as Shaker, so he's still the same. He's one of the ones you can meet walking around. Then Romeo, of course.
Stupid.
You have Gomer, who is the
Gomer Pyle.
Piano player. Yep. And then, of course, everybody's favorite, Big Al.
Big Al did not get a name change.
He did not, but I think they would get a lot of feedback if they... A lot of hate mail if they change Big Al.
Oh, they're already people are already irritated that they changed it in the first place because, you know, Disney people don't like change.
Yeah, they didn't have to change the characters. They could have just changed the music and the show. They didn't have to change the characters that we've all come to know.
Yeah, I don't get it, but whatever, Disney.
Yeah, I don't know. So another thing that dropped today was new Haunted Mansion merchandise on Disney Store, and I think you said it was in the parks also?
I think so, yeah. I really did have intentions on going to look for it today, but not feeling well, I did not go. But
is there anything on there you really want, though? Because there was a lot of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. So here's the problem. Next to Tangled, like, as far as merchandise go, I think I have more Haunted Mansion stuff.
I think you do.
I love the Haunted Mansion. It's always been my favorite. And they have desperately needed new merchandise. Even when we were at the park, the boys were like, are they ever going to get new merchandise in that store?
Right.
I said, it's coming.
Or they can fill the entire store with all this new stuff. And still, I don't even know if they could fit it all in that little store, actually. There was so much dropped.
There's a lot. I mean, they have new kitchen stuff. They have new ears. They have a new Hatbox Ghost backpack. They have shirts. They have...
Pajamas.
Oh, my gosh. They have Haunted Mansion pajamas, which I think I might have to have.
Which is the Dooney and Burke print.
And did you know that's an old Dooney print?
I thought it was, but
it's
they're bringing
a, it's
it back.
A repeat.
Yeah, they're bringing it back because I think what they did is they put the Hitchhiking Ghosts on one side of it, and then the back side of it's got the singing busts.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's a repeat.
But it's still cool. And then you've got the new ears. You've got the glow-in-the-dark spirit jerseys. I love the Loungefly bag. I don't even carry those little backpacks because they do me no good. But the fact that it's got Hatbox Ghost on it and it glows in the dark is just really
cool. They
have
so many of those. I'm boycotting backpacks for now.
And then they have all the ornaments, the pillow.
Ornaments, pillow. They have a Starbucks tumbler, the green and black. Yeah. And then they have the doll.
Yeah, the figurine of the ballerina.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure that's not going to, I think it was, I checked the price and I can't remember what it was.
What? It was around 100, wasn't it?
I think it was over 100 actually. But if you go to our website, you can see what we have there. And then if you click the link that's in the blog, that'll take you to the DisneyStore.com, and you can actually see the entire line. I think it was 60-some items, though, that were released. There's ornaments of each of the stretching room portraits. There's a new Leota ornament that glows in the dark for your tree. There's just so much out there I couldn't go through. Lots of new shirts, lots of stuff like that. So.
I know. It's like we really can't shop right now, but I really want
So
to.
Donations can be made too.
Yeah, we need a GoFundMe for my shopping habit.
But one thing I did put in the blog when I wrote it up today is that if you are going to go shopping at Disney Store.
I keep saying Shop Disney.
I know, because we're used to the old way. But if you spend $75 more, you can get free shipping if you use the code SHIPMAGIC in the thing, and it'll give you free shipping on orders of $75 or more. So that'll save you some money on the shipping. So go check it out.
Any little bit to save when it comes to Disney is a good thing.
It's always a good thing. And then the last thing that came out today that Michelle just put out a little while ago is Agatha All Along trailer came out for the new show coming to Disney Plus, which
is a spinoff from WandaVision.
Yes, and it's the same person that did WandaVision is doing this one, so I'm hoping it's,
WandaVision was great.
WandaVision was probably hands down my favorite Marvel series they've done, so I'm excited to see where this one goes.
And you want
to
hear something? I watched the trailer.
You did?
I did, because I was put it out, but I was curious.
Tell us about it.
It looks very dark. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh, I got one up on you.
Yeah, I didn't even, when I was putting together the outline for tonight's show.
Okay, so it looks very dark, but there is nods to Wanda.
Okay.
And I'm not sure where they're going to go with it, because it makes it look like she's got like a normal life at first, and then everything gets real witchy and dark.
Right.
So I'm really curious to see where they would take that. Now, I don't watch Disney Plus series like at all.
Right.
But I would watch that one just because I'm curious, because I was bummed when WandaVision was over.
Yeah, so I was reading in the blog about it, what the premise is that Agatha lost all her powers at the end of WandaVision.
Yes.
She had none of her powers, and she meets this young person who is going to somehow help her get her powers back or whatever. They're going to go to the Witch's Road or something like that and do a spell, and then they're going to somehow work to get their powers back, but I'm not sure. And I don't know, I haven't heard if Wanda's going to be making an appearance in this series
or
not.
She was not in the trailer.
No, but that doesn't mean she's not going to show up sometime. But I guess we'll see. But I'm excited to see the series and see how that comes together.
Yeah, so, I'll check it out.
And that debuts on September 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Disney Plus. So make sure you tune in when that hits so you can see it right from the get. So that's all our Disney news for this week. I did have a few mentions of non-Disney news
that
hit the thing. So SeaWorld brought back their Ultimate Shark Experience, which I guess coincides with Shark Week coming up on the Animal Planet channel. Or
I don't even know. I don't watch Shark Week.
I don't know. But so you can check that out on the site. And it's basically a tour that brings you closer to the different sharks and kind of gives you...
Or you can just go to New Smyrna Beach if you want to see sharks.
Go to New Smyrna. Just be careful. The other thing that happened at SeaWorld yesterday, Penguin Trek opened to the public. We did ride it last week, and we talked to you guys about it on last week's show, but it did open yesterday to the public. So now if you go to SeaWorld, you can take a ride on that family coaster.
Yes, and it's actually getting positive reviews. People are liking it, so that's cool.
And it hasn't broke down that I've heard.
It hasn't.
No, gosh, go figure.
What the heck, man?
I want to give you guys a heads up also this week. So Thursday, we have a media event at Margaritaville, which you know more about than I do. So do you want to talk about what that is? Anything about it? I know we're going to throw axes.
Yeah. So I think it's just something to show what the area, the Sunset Walk, has to offer as far as restaurants and entertainment. So we're going to find out what there. We haven't been there in a while.
I'm excited to throw axes, though.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be scared to throw it.
You just make sure you throw forward and facing at the board. Don't turn around and spin it around. And
I'm going to throw it over my head, see what happens.
And then this Friday, we have an early media event in Tampa at Busch Gardens to ride their brand new coaster that's debuting called Phoenix Rising. So we will have that on Friday. So stay tuned to our social media and such so you can see the footage from that as well. Michelle's excited about that one.
I'm not a morning person. I do not want to get up that early.
Okay. So, wow, we're really early. We're only at 49 minutes.
Oh.
Wow. What can we do to kill more time?
Do you have any questions for me?
I have one question for you. I guess you could probably take this and string it out because I was trying to think of a question and I didn't want to ask you a question I've already asked. So I said, we're going to leave Disney with this question. This is not a Disney-based question.
What?
Yep. We're going to City Walk.
Oh, okay.
So it's no secret. We like City Walk a lot. We like Universal, the parks and everything where they're really great. But when you're at City Walk, there are so many different restaurant options.
Uh-huh.
From the NBC Grill to Tootham's to Margaritaville. There's just so many restaurants over there. What is your favorite over there?
Oh, crap.
I think I know which one you're going to say, but I'm curious.
Okay. I have my former favorite, which is still kind of a favorite.
Yeah.
Margaritaville.
Right.
Because I love their margaritas. Well, granted, you can go up to the walk-up window. But I do. They have a really good barbecue sandwich. They have a good taco salad. There's different things that they have that, you know, you really can't go wrong with. I mean, it's pricey, but everything is.
That's
but
true.
I do like the Italian place that's there.
I like the Italian place, too. It's really good.
Vivo is what it's called,
yes,
right?
Vivo Italian.
And it's so good.
It is. It's really good. So if you've never been there, give it a shot. We tried it about a year ago. Would you say?
Maybe yeah, and then we ended up going back with the boys. It's like comfort food for me, and the boys love Italian food too.
It is. I got pizza, of course. It was really good pizza. They have good bread. They bring you like this, almost like a full loaf of bread to share, and then they had the oil and stuff, and there was a caprese salad we ordered, which just...
I love fresh mozzarella and balsamic. Yep. Oh my gosh.
And we put that on the bread, so we made our own little...
We made our own. But yeah, that's really good. So I really want to try like Toothsome's, like for real. Like we went up there. Why did we go there?
We went there with... We were there with everybody else for the St. Patrick's Day, I think it was. And we ended up going there after the park closed.
Was it St. Patrick's Day?
I thought so. Yeah, because we all wore green.
Oh my gosh! But and that because we were with
because it was during Mardi Gras because the Mardi Gras parade went by.
That's
we were
right.
There to see Zed.
Right. I didn't. Good Lord, I didn't realize if we stayed that late, but I guess we did.
Yeah.
But they have like this chocolate drink that I've been wanting to try that I still haven't tried. Truffle fries. I did have a couple
we
of
did
those.
Have some of that, yeah.
I bought. Okay.
You bought a sandwich of some sort.
Yeah, I got some sort of sandwich, but I had been drinking, so I don't really recall if it was good or not. I think it was.
It was St. Patty's Day. How are you?
Yeah,
gonna
you know,
it?
St. Patty's Day. You gotta cut me a break. But I would like to go back and actually have food there.
Yeah, I'd like to go back there too and try it again. We've been the NBC Grill a few times, and it's okay.
We haven't been in a long time, yeah. And the reason that we hadn't is because the service is so darn slow.
Yeah, it was always slow when we went there. The one place we do frequent, we didn't hit it yesterday, and I wish we would have, is Voodoo Donuts.
I love Voodoo Donuts.
Oh, my gosh. They are the best donuts in all of Orlando.
They are so good.
By the state of Florida.
Well, but I like a good mom and pop like donut shop also. We just don't have any around here.
So if you own a mom and pop donut shop and you want us to try your donuts,
please
reach out to us. We will come. We will set up our cameras and we will do a full
Or you want
donut
to send
tasting.
Us donuts for a review. We'll review your donuts.
Well, but one of the ones you like at Voodoo a lot is the 8 Mile donut.
Yes. Well, I like cake donuts. I don't like the yeasty donuts. I like cake donuts. And so the 8 Mile donut, of course, has M&Ms on it.
Yeah. So it kind of fits. There's a donut I love there, and it's an Elvis-style like bear claw or fritter. I think it's
okay,
a fritter.
That's not even... It's like the size of your head. It's
oh,
huge.
My God. It's the best, though. It's got banana. It's got chocolate chips. It's got butterscotch. Peanut butter. I mean, it's just got so many different flavors in there, and it's so good. And it's a donut you can't eat in one sitting because you will be so sick. From the amount of sugar.
So sick. And see, that's the thing with stuff like that. They're good, but you got to stretch them out. But the little cake donuts, I can probably do two of those. They have a chocolate frosted one that has peanuts in it. It reminds me of the peanut donuts we have at home.
Yeah, it's very similar to that. With a lot of their donuts are good. The only thing I don't like about Voodoo is that big pink box you get to carry out, because it's just awkward to carry.
It's kind of flimsy too. I'm always afraid we're going to pop the donuts out of it.
So you know what they need to do? So what I've seen this at different stores. If you buy a big enough thing, like home stores, furniture stores type things, they do this for like pitchers. They have those sticker strap they put on both sides.
Oh, yes. It holds.
They need that on the donut box.
Yeah, just a sticker wouldn't cost them much.
It would be so much easier to carry that donut box out of Universal. But I always want to take somebody's donut box and run. When I see them walking towards me and I don't have any donuts, I just want to grab their box and run.
I just think they're really, really good. And I am jealous when I see people walking out with that pink box. We just didn't do it yesterday.
And the best thing about their, well, not the best thing, but one of the good things about their donuts is they have a pickup window across from the shop.
Which isn't always open, by the way.
Isn't always open, but you can go on the app, the Universal Orlando app, and you can order your donuts. And they, if it's during the times that's open, your box will be, they'll tell you when your box is ready. You can go over there and pick it up. And you can actually go through and you can pick every donut you want in your box. Through the app. They tell you what's available currently, and you just go through and add.
And they're not cheap, by the way.
No, you will spend $25 for a dozen donuts.
Yeah, and you know, so sidebar, speaking of donuts, the one that we go to out in California in Anaheim, that B&B Donuts.
Yes.
Speaking of mom and pop stuff, they kind of remind me of Voodoo a little bit.
Yeah, they do.
Just the texture and stuff, but it's even better and much cheaper. Like, if you ever go to Disneyland and have a car, go to B&B Donuts. I used to think it was called Bob Donuts because the and is in a donut, but it's not Bob, it's B&B.
Yeah. So if you're at Disneyland and you want to go, it's Harmon the opposite way. So instead of where all the hotels are in the restaurant and then across the street is Disneyland, you want to go, I guess that would be north.
I don't know my direction.
I'm guessing it's north on Harmon. It's probably about 3 or 4 miles up the road.
And worth it. And get like a whole box and just put it in your room.
And if you wait and go after like 5 o'clock that day, all the donuts are like $1 a piece.
They're like cheap donuts.
Which is cheap. And they still taste as phenomenal as they did in the morning.
They do. I remember when we went out there 3 years ago with our friend Sean, we hit the donut place. And
like twice.
And he was kind of like, oh, I shouldn't. And then like we ate so many donuts that week. And he's like, well, these are really good.
They
are really good. I think we even stopped when we were going to Universal Hollywood. We stopped at the donut place again. So like best donuts. And so they remind me of Voodoo, but they're cheaper.
They're cheaper and they've got such a large variety of donuts.
God, I love donuts.
God, I want a donut now. It's almost dinner time, so maybe we'll just order Dunkin' Donuts for dinner.
And yeah, maybe we'll just have donuts. Why not at this point?
Yeah, what's he going to do? You don't feel good anyway, so why not just enjoy something good for dinner?
A donut.
Yeah, why not? Or 10.
Or 10. No, God, no. Make me sick.
Baker's dozen.
Make me sicker. But yeah, my stomach can't handle that. But I do love donuts.
Donuts are great. So
donuts are great.
Donuts are good.
Oh, so before since we have a couple of minutes, so I got an email today that cracked me up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All right, so I get all kinds of emails, and I got one today asking if I would be a guest judge for a bartending competition that's going to be at the Edison.
Yes.
Over at Disney Springs next month. I laugh so hard because I was like, wait a minute. You want me to be a judge in a bartending contest?
They heard about your drinking and they're like, hey,
no, and shut up. I don't drink that much. So basically, I read more of the email. So I would be a guest judge, kind of like how they do, like, you know, So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, exactly.
So You Think You Can Drink. I think that's what it's I'm kidding. America's Got Alcohol.
America's Got Alcohol.
No, it's
filmed in Tennessee. It's in Gatlinburg. They have this big thing.
No, it's like a bartender's bash or something. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, it's $85 a ticket.
It is.
But you get food and you get drinks. And apparently, I'm supposed to judge on presentation and to the taste of these things. I don't know how many there's going to be.
I'm just waiting to see, because if you have a strong drink, which Paula is known for giving you strong drinks.
Right.
And Mel also, you always make this face like, woo, so strong. And I'm wondering how many times that night you're going to make that face when you take a drink of some of these drinks.
Would that be unprofessional of a judge to make faces when you drink stuff?
I think so. So I'm going to put a camera on you the whole time.
No, please don't.
I'm going to put a GoPro on you just so we can see what you're drinking and see the face after.
I'm excited. I mean,
it's really cool that you were asked to do that.
It was really, yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I didn't know I was qualified for such a thing, but I think they're just looking for guest judges.
And now you're going to be getting all these guest judge things. They're going to come judge this and judge that.
I'm going to be on American Idol.
You're going to be on American Idol. You're filling in on there. It's never going to stop now.
I just thought it was so funny. I don't know why I got such a giggle out of that this morning.
So if you have an event coming up, you need Michelle to be a judge.
You need me to be a judge.
I can send you her rider and you can tell us if you're willing to bring her out.
Yeah, it was just funny. So as I was giggling, I did RSVP that I would do it. So
of course
you did. They were excited because
I hope I get to go.
Huh? I think you. Well, I asked if you could go with.
Yeah, I want to go. I don't want to pay $85 though because I'm not going to drink.
No, you don't drink, so it's kind of a waste.
But you need me to be there to drive you home. So for the safety of you getting home, they need to have me come.
I mean, maybe.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
And when is that? What date?
Oh, Lord.
August.
August 22nd, okay. Maybe. August 20-something. So okay. I have time.
And I know we're going to promote it. So if you're in the area around that time, you want to come check it out, you can probably buy tickets online.
Yeah, they said they might do a collab, like a promo with me and the Edison at Disney Springs. But yeah, so there is a site for it. Again, it's called, what did I say, Bartender's Bash?
Bartender Bash, yep.
Yeah. So
I'm sure you'll see more information coming out of that. So just, and we'll talk more about it.
And it's a charity event, too. It's not just to sit around and get drunk.
Yeah, so
it's
raising money for charity.
Yeah, so it's gonna be super fun. But yeah, check that out. If you want to come hang with me at the Edison that night, that would be a lot of fun. Plus, it's for charity. And yeah, you get to see me be a judge on bartenders and alcohol, which, what the heck?
So over the next couple of weeks, I'm sure we'll talk more about this as it gets close and as we find out more information about it. So be ready to hear about that. Hopefully, you
it's
guys
my new career. I'm going to be a judge on things.
It's going to be a judge.
I'm pretty judgmental.
The problem is you don't eat a lot of food, so it better just be drinking because you don't eat.
They said bartender competition.
I know. So you can't drink. You won't eat any of the foods most likely because you're.
I'll keep bread in my purse.
Yeah, just bring. We'll go to Raglan Road and get you some of that soda bread that you like
bread.
So much with the Guinness dipping sauce, and then you can just drink and eat bread all night.
Well,
you need something to absorb all the alcohol.
And I'll take antacids with me. I don't think they're going to have us drink the whole thing. They're going to give us a sample because they would kill us.
But if they give you 50 samples, that's like 7 drinks.
That's worse than going to the moonshine place in Tennessee.
Seriously. It's like a Long Island, like in a gallon-sized jug.
Gosh, my stomach hurts just thinking about it.
My stomach hurts. I'm not even drinking it.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be crazy.
So
anyway, is that all we got for this week, show-wise?
I think so. That was a whole lot of information.
That was a lot of information. We gave you guys a lot of detail for a show we didn't even know we were going to do today. So I just wanted to mention, though, make sure you guys check out MEI Mouse Fan Travel, our official travel sponsor of the Mainstream Mouse. Becky and her team are fantastic and can help you with any travel needs, no matter where you are going. Disney, Universal, Royal Caribbean, anywhere.
Anywhere.
So if you go to the mainstreetmouse.com, you will see their banner all over our pages. Click on that banner, take you to their website, fill out a small form, and then one of their travel agents, experts, will contact you, and they will help you plan the perfect vacation.
For free.
For free. They will do all the work. You get to enjoy all the fun.
Yeah, and these days, you pretty much need someone to help you plan out your Disney trip because there's so much that goes into it.
And once Epic Universe opens, which I know Becky works with Universal, I'm sure they're going to have all the details of that. So
and their new hotels and all that
stuff.
So yeah, it's good to keep them in mind because there's all kinds of things coming up.
Lots of stuff coming up. So I guess that's it for me. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let Michelle close us out this week.
Okay. So yeah, thank you for listening as usual. Don't forget to check out lostprincessapparel.com. We do have a Halloween pre-order that is going to be ending this week, and we are not ordering many extras of said pre-order. So if you want to get in on some fun Halloween leggings with pockets, lostprincessapparel.com. Oh, and we also have solid black by popular demand, so you can do that too. Make sure that you are watching all our social media channels for updates from the parks and such at the Main Street Mouse. And of course, check out themainstreetmouse.com. And we hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, magical week ahead. And we'll see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us. Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?